in order to understand the nature of Purim and its permanence and its godless, Chazal have revealed that Lo Asad Lavo, that in the future Purim is going to be the greatest, the biggest Yontiv. So the Rebbe is explaining in this chelik of the Maimer, the Baal Tanya is explaining what happens on Shabbos and Yontiv, the inyan of the Aliyah that takes place on Shabbos and Yontiv. This is what we're learning. We're on page Samach Zayin, left-hand column in the commentary in the Perish, Kamesha Kosov. Well, no, not in the commentary, in the text. K'mayshe kosov mizayis oylam and hamidbar k'simrayis oshim k'uteres mora levayna mikolav kas v'roichel. The Baal Tanya is explaining that on Shabbos and Yontiv there's what takes place is an aliyas neshamas, an aliyas nitzaitis rather, that there's a transformation that takes place in the world where the Nishmas Yisrael is an aliyah for the Nishmas Yisrael. We were talking about this last week. And on those days of Shabbos and Yontif, and particularly Pesach, because there it says, the Makitz Mitzrayim Bevchereihem, Ki La'olam Chazdei, that Hashem's Chesed, Hashem's Shefa and Hashem's love is revealed in the most extraordinary way on Shabbos and Yontif, and particularly Pesach. But as a result of that, and particularly Pesach, because there the Koyach of the Bechor of Mitzrayim was destroyed, so Hashem's love was revealed in the most extraordinary way, that as a result of that, Mis'alim kol nitzaytzei Nishmas Yisrael, that the nitzaytzes of Nishmas Yisrael have a gewaldige aliyah, have a tremendous aliyah on Shabbos and on Yontif. So in the text, Kamesha Kosov on page Samach Zayin, says, in Shir Shirim Mizayis Oylam and Hamidbar, who is this that is rising up from the desert, Kisimayis Arshan, like a pillar of smoke, the Kuteris Mor Ulevayna Mikol Afkas Reichel, the incense, the smoke of the incense, of the spices of Mur and Lavona. I don't know, in English they have names for those, Myrrh and frankincense, whatever. Mur, Lavona, the spices from the Keteris. Mikolav Kas Rochel also, from the Keteris. Now we have to see what that means. Perish Knesses Yisrael Nikra Zeis. When it says in Shir Hashirim, Mi Zeis, Olam HaMidbar, who is she? Who is this nation that is rising up from the Midbar? Mi Zeis, Olam HaMidbar. That's referring to the Jewish people, the Knesset Yisrael. He Olam HaMidbar. She is rising up from the Midbar. What does that mean, that she is rising from the Midbar? She is ascending from the Midbar. Mi Zeis, Olam HaMidbar. Knesset Yisrael is called Zeis. He Ayla min Hamidbar. She is rising up from the Midbar. The Midbar, the desert, means Shehim Dvarim HaGashmiyim. Samach Zayin. Rising up Shehim Dvarim HaGashmiyim from the physical, from all physical things. Shehim Dvarim Gashmiyim. Asher Lo LaShem Hema. Everything in this world that distracts us from Hashem, all physical things that distract us from Hashem are called the desert. Mi Zeis Olam min Hamidbar means that, of course, it's referring to the Jewish people when we left Egypt, but it refers to each and every Jew in his life, in the course of his day, where he's struggling to be Olam min Hamidbar, to rise up from the desert, from the wilderness and the desolation and the distraction of physical things. That's what it means. Mizois, Knesset Yisrael, Olam and Hamidbar, rising up from the Midbar, the desert of Dvarim Gashmi, Asher Loila Hashem Hema, things in his life, things in the life of Klal Yisrael that are not Lashem. Shehem Doimim Lamokam Midbar Ushmama, physical things, without having the right frame of mind, of course, physical things are compared are compared to a desert. Shem Daimim Lamokam Midbar Ushmama, to a desolate place. Vehim Midbar Miloshan Dibur. And it is also called a Midbar Miloshan Dibur, from the word Dibur, which means speech. Dahaina Dvarim Betalim, which means Dvarim Betalim, Narishkeit. Mizais Oilam and Hamidbar, which means that during the week we get caught up in the midbar, in the desert, in the wilderness of physical things, of actions that are not for Hashem's sake, and we get caught up in midbar, being midabrim, saying words in diburim that are also shalei l'Hashem heima dvarim b'teilim narishkeit, words that are narishkeit, words that are not words of Torah, words that are not of tefillah, of encouragement, and so on. Dvarim b'teilim. The oila mehem b'shabbosos miyadim. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Jewish people have the particular special koyach because of the great love of Hashem that's revealed on those days, and it brings to an aliyah. The Klal Yisrael is able on Shabbos and Yontif to rise up. Mizais oila min hamidbar. The Klal Yisrael has the ability, and every Jew has the ability to rise up from the midbar, from the desert, from the desolation and wilderness of what? Of physical distractions and being taken by the taivis of physical things. And the diburim, the midbar of diburim that are narishkeit, the words that are silly, that are wasted, that are destructive. So Shabbos and Yontif Oyle Mehem, Shabbos and Yontif Mayad. Vaz, and when that happens, Hu Kesimrais Oshon. We are compared to Simrais Oshon, to like a smoke, a pillar of smoke. Why? What's smoke? Why do you have smoke? He says you have smoke when the fire is burning something that stands in opposition to the fire. The more something is opposed to the fire, the more smoke it makes when it's being burned, the more the fight it puts up, and it makes smoke. That's what smoke is. He says, where does smoke come from? Physical smoke. It comes It's when the fire is confronting something which is the opposite of its nature, of the nature of fire. That produces smoke. What is the opposite of fire? Water. Dahainu, lachluchis sheesh be'etzim. When you have any moisture in the wood, any moisture in the trees, and you put it into the fire, of course it makes a gewaldige smoke. It makes a much bigger smoke, right? That's what happens. The same way if you finish grilling, you throw some water over the coals. Until that time, there really wasn't much smoke. A little bit of smoke. But when you misnag it to the coals, to the fire, right? When you pour the water on the fire, so then this, as a result of that, hisnagdus, as a result of that milchama, where the fire is overcoming and is destroying that which is the hepech, the opposite of its teva, that creates smoke. Da'aim lachluchas sheish be'etzim abepsila shenechas behem ha'ei. Same thing when it comes to a wick. If it has a little bit of moisture and you light it up, then it makes smoke. Sha'arei ribui, next page. Sha'arei ribui ha'oshon hu lefi ribui ha'lachluchas sheish b'dav ha'ahu. The smoke will increase depending upon how much it has to destroy, which is the opposite of what the fire is, how much moisture there is in the wood. To the degree that there is moisture in the wood, the more there is, the more the milchama, and the greater the smoke that's produced by that clash between the fire and the water. Kach kiviyochel kishor Hashem mizgalu b'shabbosos v'yom tovim. This marshal is such a, it's unbelievable. Right? It's where there's smoke, there's fire. He says, Kach kivyochel kishor Hashem mizgalu b'shabbosos v'yom tovim. When the light of Hashem is revealed on Shabbos and on Yontif, Sarif umachala dovra hipokagolu. It burns away what? The physical things and the narishkeit and the diburim. Le kafya le sitra achra. It fights off and suppresses and defeats and burns away the other side, the sitra achra. That causes a lot of smoke. That makes a lot of smoke. That's why Shabbos is described as kesimrais osham. Mizais oilam and hamidbar. When it comes to Shabbos and Yontif, it was kedai to come to shul just for this sentence. No? It's kedai just for this, for the marshal. Mizais oilam, the men have to come to shul. I'm saying to the ladies, it's kedai to come just for that. Mizais oilam and hamidbar. Look at the Jewish people when it comes to Shabbos. She's oilam and hamidbar. How she, when she rises up from the desert of narishkeit and the physical things, it's like kesimreis oshan. It produces smoke, a pillar of smoke that comes from the fire of what? Of the truth of Shabbos, burning the narishkeit of the 6 days of the week. It makes a pillar of smoke. A smoke, mamish. Kesimreis oshan. V'gam hi mekuteres. Kitur, of course, means steam. It means steam. It's more... Smoke is more, is coarse. Smoke is thick. Steam is more edel, right? But steam is also, but like the vapor, steam. It's more delicate than the smoke. V'gam hi mekute. Yanko, did you want to say something?
Yes, Rebbe, I'm struck by the similes that come the of the midbar here and the mayim rabim and the other things, and it's like each one is an area of desolation. The heavy rushing waters and the desert, where, can I say, Israel is alone in these areas. We have to rise out of them.
Yeah, that's the void of our lives. That's why we became a nation in the desert. We became a nation in the desert. That's our void. The Maral talks about it a lot in Kuz Hashem. That's our void. The whole world is on one side and Klai Yisrael is on the other side. And it's not just the opposition of the nations of the world. It's that it's not just that from the Goyim, it's from physical reality. That for Klai Yisrael, physical reality is a midbar. That which the whole world looks at as being the most choshev and the most important and the most exciting, the most delightful by us is a desert. And by us, Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Goyim think that Shabbos and Yom Tov, we must be suffering. Because Shabbos, they look at us like we're in the desert on Shabbos. Right, Shabbos Jews, they live like that, they're crazy, they live in the desert. And we're so excited, we're able to go to Manhattan, and we can go to the Bronx and everything. Right. So they see that we're in the desert, and we understand that Baruch Hashem, that finally when it comes to Shabbos, is Mizais Olam and Hamidbar. Mizais Olam and Hamidbar. When you walk into Shul and you see all the smoke in Shul, everybody coming out of the mikveh, right? And everybody comes in and they're smoking. When they come to Shul Friday night, it's because Mizais Olam and Hamidbar. The whole physical world is burned away by Shabbos. And the smoke of that clash between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the emptiness of the world of the 6 days of the week. But the Goyim are called Umais Ha'olam, the nations of the world. And we have to be Olam in HaMidbar. We rise up from the Midbar, we rise up from the desert. It was a lot easier for our ancestors than for us, because our ancestors never had a Havamina that there was anything good about the world, about the Goyisha world. But nowadays, people think that it's a good place. Our grandfathers and grandmothers, they had no thought that it was gewaltig in the world. They were just waiting for Shabbos and Yom Tov because they couldn't stand the world, because the world for them was such a miserable place. But over the years, the world has gotten a lot better, and the world has gotten a lot easier, and people are complaining that they have to have a 3-day Yom Tov. It's not good for them. Our ancestors didn't complain about 3-day Yom Tov, you could be sure. Even though their mothers had to cook a lot, and it was a lot harder for the grandmothers to cook because they couldn't run into stores. They didn't run it. They had to make everything from scratch. You ask and find out if our grandmothers complained about Yom Tov, about a 3-day Yom Tov, if they complain. And this year is going to be Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Oh, it's going to be all kinds of problems and tightness. It's not possible. Someone told that to me the other day. Forget it. It's too complicated. I'm going to a hotel. I said, you can't afford it. He said, I don't care. I'm going to borrow. I got to get out of here. There's too much stuff going on. It's like, I said, what do you mean? It's not complicated. You just stop eating chametz and you eat Pesachim. No, I can't do it. It's too much for me. So our ancestors couldn't do that. And you can be sure that they weren't complaining, because to them, to come to Shabbos and Yom Tov was gevaldik, because they understood that the world is a midbar. We think it's not a midbar. We imagine that the world is a gevaldik. It's not a midbar. You think, God forbid, that Shabbos is a midbar, chas v'shalom. Come to Shabbos, I can't do anything. Shabbos can't do anything. and so that's what we're stuck in. You have to get out of that. Mizayis oylem and hamidbar. Mizayis oylem and hamidbar. Sure, that's why in Yom Kippur that was the Ikar Avaydus there. The whole world in Yom Kippur is burned away, smoke. He talks now, Vagam Hinu Kuteris. Let's go weiter. Vagam Hinu Kuteris. And the Jewish people are also compared to what? To Mekuteris. Mekuteris means Kitor, which is steam. Nikra Oshan Dak. It's thin. It's a thin and more refined smoke, but it's also kimayoshen hamugmar vaktiris, like the smoke that comes when you burn incense, from the incense, from spices that comes. It's an edel type of a smoke, and the ktiris. Well, the roiv dakusai leinikra b'tiris b'shem oshan, because it's so thin, it's so delicate. This type of vapor, it's not called smoke. Smoke is coarse and thick. Kim b'shem anan, it is called a cloud, which is from vapor, right? A cloud is vapor. I remember when I was a little boy and we were going to see my aunt in Pittsburgh, the first time I was ever on an airplane, and we went into the clouds. I thought for sure the plane was going to break when we were going into the clouds. And I remember feeling, what are we doing? Going, and then I was amazed that you just went right through the smchai, you just go right through, and it looks like it's, when you look at it, they look like they're so thick, and you can, and that they're solid, they're physical, but it's not, and therefore the k'tayr is called an anan, a cloud. K'may shekosev, as it says, the kisa anan hak'tayris. That the k'taris, the smoke, or the very fine smoke that came from the incense of the k'taris, is called the chumash, a cloud. Behind mibnei she'enu sarif u'machala dora hipuch mamish. What is that? Why? What does that come from? How do you get that? So the Tanya says, how do you get that finer type of vapor? That's when the fire is burning something that's not mamish, the opposite of the fire. It's less of a contrast. It's less of a clash. It says, "Shena serf u'machal dava ha'ipach mamish." It's not burning something which is mamish, the opposite. L'fi she'ein b'dova ha'neches b'hem ha'or b'dova ha'ipach ki ma'at mize'er. There's a little bit of a conflict. There's a little bit of a clash. Not like you have between fire and water. Fire and water makes a big smoke. That's the opposite of fire, is the water. But when it was, that produces smoke, which is very thick. But what produces the k'tiris, or the vapor of the cloud, the k'tiris, that's where it's less of a conflict. It's less of a milchama. Kima'at mizer. A little bit. We'll see what that means. We'll see more about that. V'afapichen tzvich elias b'b'chinezu b'b'chinez mekuteris. Still, any tiny little drop of the world that's left when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv is burned away. Lisray for lechalas kalecha lefim adregos lefim milas neshmosi bili achayilui, to go to higher and higher madregos. In other words, when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv, the coarse, trust, physical things of the 6 days of the week, when they're burned away by Shabbos and Yantiv, it produces a heavy, thick smoke. But then there are things that are more edel. That are not, in other words, in our lives, that are not thick taivas and prusta things of the world, but more edler things of the world. that a person has to also burn away. And there are higher and higher madrigas. There are higher and higher madrigas. If you say to somebody that the Vilna Gaon spent the whole week away from his family, you know that the Vilna Gaon was never with his family, he only came back for Shabbos. The Vilna Gaon, the whole week he was away from his family. If you tell it to somebody, now like if they would get up in shul and announce that Rabbi Eliyahu Vilna spends the whole week away, so then you can imagine, first of all, from the Ezra's Noshim, from the women's section, that's horrible. That's disgusting. Where did he go to school? Who taught him? What did his parents tell? I mean, because to our modern sensibilities, how could it be that a person leaves his family for the whole week? So not massive that. And even after I'm going to say this, and even after we learn this, still in the American heart of Tavshin Samachay, there's a little thing that says he should have been able to learn like that even though he was in town. He didn't have to go away. But you just don't say it because we learn Torah, so we don't want to say about that. You know, we don't talk about the Vilna Gaon like that. But in the men don't think like it because the men are ready to leave all the time. But the women certainly feel, even if it's not for learning, they still want to get away. But the women feel, how could you leave them like this? Just like what was going on even back in the time of Rabbi Nachman when they went to Uman. It wasn't, and over all the years, but to go to, how could you leave and go? Because in the pastures doesn't sound like it's a good thing. There are higher and higher madrigas where even that connection when it comes to family, which we're not masik, because we're very, very small people. But even that which produces the clash between Torah learning and the day-to-day needs of the house and the family, where there's a clash. Again, I'm only talking on higher madrigas. I'm not saying that any of us shouldn't take out the garbage and shop and do what we have to do, you understand? But on higher madrigas, the Vilna Gaon's Rebbetzin didn't go talk to the Rav in Vilna to say that I can't get my husband to help with the kids with the garbage and all this. He's like he's not a good husband. On higher and higher madrigas, burning away the world means everything from the world. That doesn't mean you don't love your wife and kids. Doesn't mean you don't love your family. The highest madrigas, understand that the biggest taiva you could do for your family is to sit and learn all week. These are things, of course, it's hard to talk about Barabbas because it's not understood. But and there are many people that are using this in a way that's not l'shem shemayim, and they're stam running away from home. But I'm talking about the Vilna Gaon, where nobody has a suffix about the Vilna Gaon's l'shem shemayim. There wasn't a thing that he left in this world that didn't go up in smoke before Shabbos. By him, it was no Shabbos. It was the whole week. But there wasn't anything that didn't go up in smoke. It was such a madrega. Ili achi, ili, each person, higher madregas and higher madregas. I only gave the most extreme example. There's a person that mamish lives in his own. But they're madrega, and there are others that were not like the Vilna Gaon, so they stayed the whole time, but they were totally out of this world, even though they lived in the world. They're different madregas, where the world fizzles away. And leaves a little bit of that vapor that he's talking about. That it's not the hepech mamish, because we're not talking about taivas. We're not talking about burning away. When you burn away a taiva, it makes a lot of smoke, because the taiva is the opposite of taira, right? A taiva, a physical taiva, you know, an aveira chlila. It is the opposite. It's this. That's mamish, the opposite of the fire. That's mayim rabim. That's the water of the mayim rabim. And then when you come to the fire of Shabbos and Yontif, then it makes a big, big smoke. That's called, that's the kisim reis asham. Then you have mikuteris. Moreover, mikuteris means where it's a finer type of a smoke. That comes from burning away those things that are not lahepach mamish, that there's like prostatitis and disgusting things and physical things. But things that are more refined, but also Mizois Oilam and Hamidbar comes to Shabbos and Yontif. Mizois Oilam and Hamidbar. Nikuteres means that higher madrega.
Higher madregas for the women are to allow the husbands to do that?
Sure. But that's also what you're going to talk about, Rabbi, because you can talk about such things.
Hey, Rabbi, yeah. From a Torah perspective, when it says you should work 6 days, there's something about bringing holiness into the secular.
I think that's every single thing that we're learning about is about that.
When it says to escape to that, that's why I'm having trouble.
I didn't say anything. I never used the word escape. I never said that we're escaping.
Okay.
Never said.
Okay. I used the wrong word. But so saying focusing only on that.
let's learn and see what it means. The whole Maimer, and every single Maimer, the Alter Rebbe, you ever learned a word of the Maimer from Alter Rebbe is that Adarabba, the whole thing is to fix the world. Right, so we're not talking about escape. So let's learn. So he says, so there's not the opposite. Va'afal pichein tzvich elias v'b'chinas u'b'chinas nikuteris. Still, there has to be a k'tiris. There has to be a burning away. There has to be the vapor, the very thin steam and vapor that comes from burning away even these little bits of the world. Lisoy for lechalis kol echad lefi madrigoso lefi malis nishmosa bi'ilach ilui. First, the Rebbe says that each person according to his madrega, and then there are neshamas that are higher neshamas. And then, that's why you just have to wait a minute. V'acharkach, yeh bebchinas mor. After burning away. This is for the, just before we even see what the Rebbe says, those people who talk about how they use the Gashmias for this world. Do you believe people when they say that? I mean, it's not a regular guy. Most people, they get destroyed by the Gashmias of this world. Right? Yeah. So the guy says, I was last week in Las Vegas, and I was lifting up all the Gashmias of Las Vegas. I was last week, I was in Atlantic City lifting up Gashmias. I went to the movies because I wanted to fix all the sparks that were in the movie. So you understand. But the Rebbe is saying, that's why the Tachlis is not burning away and destroying the world. Just like Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai initially was burning the world and making fire and smoke and all that stuff. But if you are still caught up in the world, so then you can't fix it. You can't fix anything. Like the Gemara says, the Chazal say, "Ein chovish matir atzma beis ha'asurim." If you're in jail, you can't free yourself from jail. You got something from the outside that has to take you out. So if you're a bal taiva, so you're not lifting up any taivas. You can't lift up the physical world. All those speeches that you hear and articles that you read about being engaged in the modern world and lifting up the modern world. This is all bubamizes. The people that are writing them are the biggest magushamim of all. There's nothing. Kaidim. If that's why I said, if you're a Vilna Gaon, and if you're a Balatanya, if you're big people, and even on our level to work on these things, where you're able to see, where you're able to set the physical world on fire, and put it up in smoke, and then you're able to come to the next madrega of achar kechiyah b'chinas mor. Then the next thing, then come the spices. Who amr b'megillah b'hagiyah tar naro naro lover la'amelech. Right, it says when it came to turn for each of the girls, for each of the girls to come to Achashverosh. Right, so it says shkal nitzayt yisol b'chinas nuk for l'gabe kadosh baruch hu. That means every single Jew is called a maiden, a girl, a naara. A Jew is called a naara, is called a besula, a virgin. Because the pnimius of a Jew was never given to anybody, never given away to anybody. It's for Hashem's brach, for the king. So the Megillah says, "Ubahagia tor rest there basa vichaya." Right, but it says over there, it came time. It says in Megillah, "Naru naru lovel hamelach." It came the turn for each of the girls, each girl to come to the king. It means it comes for each Jew who's called the nukva, is called an akeva, a girl, a maiden, a psula. L'gabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the king, who's the chosn. La'alas v'liras bar Hashem. When it comes time for each Jew to appear before the king, to Hashem. Kol echad l'fi madrigosa, each person on his level, to appear before the king. Shisha chadashim m'shemen hamor. Each girl had to spend 6 months in the oil of the mor, of that spice. Shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor. It says in the Megillah, each one had to spend 6 months being groomed in that and being dipped, whatever they did over there, in that shemen hamor to come to the king, to be able to come into the king. Shisha chadashim b'shemen hamor, shemenu b'chinas chachma. Shemen means chachma. Shemen always means chachma in the Gemara, in the Zohar. It means chachma. It means what we spoke a lot about chachma in the earlier mamarim. Lias bebechinas mar. And what is Shemen means chachma, and what does mar mean? Lias bebechinas mar, bebechinas mirirus. I told the story about this before. Bebechinas mirirus means bitterness. Mar means a lashon of mirirus, which means mar, which means bitterness. Shemeach ha'shoilum and hamidah b'mefaru marfid harali as kolav and isuf be'olshin v'kitar oz yaskel ha'itev inyin ha'marivis b'na hepech eichu ma'hu. Only when it comes to Shabbos and Yantiv does a person, when a person begins to rise up from the midbar, to rise up from the narishkeit of the 6 days of the week, and the person begins to burn away the physical world and his obsession with physical things, only then is he able to what? To feel the bitterness of physical life. To understand the bitterness of this world. And the bitterness of his aveiros. And that's what it means. Shisha chadoshim b'shemen hamor. When a person reaches a level of chachma, that level of understanding that Shabbos and Yantiv brings, through that chachma that's called shemen, he's able to understand the hamor, the merirus of being far from God. Of being far away from Hashem. Not that the physical things have to make you far from God, they just do. That's the reality. That's why I said the people that are making all the, that are writing all their things about how we are part of the physical world, and we have to, as Jews, we have to lift up the physical world, you know, and all that stuff. You know, while they have a hero sandwich in one hand and they got the internet in the other hand, and they're busy writing their article about engaging in the modern world and all that in Irishkeit. When I say it's in Irishkeit, I'm not saying it's not true. It's true for the Vilna Gaon. It's true for the Baal Tanya. Is it true for people like us? Different madregas. They're all madregas of that. They're all madregas of it. But it means first you have to be dipped, immersed, and completely saturated with the wisdom, with the Shemen Hamor. That means to feel the bitterness of being far from Hashem. To feel the bitterness of how this world separates you from God. Only those who feel the bitterness of the Shemen Hamor, only those who feel the bitterness of the Shemen Hamor can appear before the King and experience the unbelievable delight of Shabbos and Yantav, which includes heavy-duty eating, right? So you'd say, based upon what we were saying before, you'd think that on Shabbos we should fast. Other Rabbi, if the world stinks, yeah? The world is so evil, Shabbos we shouldn't eat. Shabbos dafka the best food. You would think that in Yantiv you wouldn't be allowed to eat. Yantiv is dafka the best food. So obviously the tachlis is to come to a madrega where we're able to serve Hashem with eating and drinking and so on. But the only way to come to that is through tasting the bitterness of this world. And being tzibroch, and burning away the world. Only when you burn away, only when that hamburger, well, let's use more Shabbos Machon, only when the potatoes don't mean that much to you, and the potatoes in their physical, in a purely physical sense, are burned away in the smoke of Mizrach Olam and Hamidbar, then on Shabbos, when you have a kugel, it's a Shabbos like a kugel. But if you're a fresher the whole week, and you are a person that you just live in the physical desires of this world, then it comes to Shabbos. It's not a taiva. So now it's a taiva. Now you have, instead of French fries, you have kugel. It's also a taiva. To come to the madrega of Shabbos, Mizrach Olam HaMidbar, to be able to eat the kugel in the Shabbos Dikawai, a person first has to spend Shisha Chadashim B'Shemen Hamor. 6 months immersed in the bitterness. 6 months means the 6 days of the week, right? Where you feel, where you're sebrochen from the bitterness. And you feel broken. And you try so hard to burn away your obsession with physical things. That's why in Purim, when we were by Eliezer Mordechai's house, some of the guys, I mentioned their Maisa, that the famous Sadik and Goyin, Rabbi Isaac Hummler, who was one of the biggest chassidim of the Baal HaTanya, Rabbi Isaac, or Yitzchak Isaac from Hummler, was a Goyin Shebegoyin, a Mamish, unbelievable Tzaddik. from the sharpest and deepest of all the Talmidim, of all the Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe. So when he was first a famous Lamdan in the whole world, he was a big, big Lamdan, and he wanted to go to the Baal HaTanya. He was learning a lot of Kabbalah, and he wanted to go to Mekabel Torah and Chassidus and Hadrach from the Baal HaTanya. He heard so much about him. So on his way to the Liozhna to meet the Baal HaTanya, he stopped off in a kretzmer in an inn to sleep, a hut like a motel to sleep and have a Jewish place and to eat and whatever. And he met there one of the Chassidim of the Baal HaTanya. It was a certain Reb Shol, one of the big Chassidim also of the Baal HaTanya. And Reb Shol asked him, Rabbi Isaac Lohamelov is here. Where are you going? He says, I'm going to the Baal HaTanya. He says, yeah, you're going to the Baal HaTanya just like this. I mean, what do you mean just like this? He's sitting learning Nigla and Nista for 18 years on the deepest level. So this Chassid Reb Shol said that I learned from the Baal HaTanya, I learned from the Rebbe that Shisha Chadashim B'Shem and Hamar, and only after that Shisha Chadashim B'Shem B'Samen. First you have to have 6 months. What? 6 months in the bitterness, and then you could have 6 months in the sweetness of the spices. So Rabbi Isaacal understood, and he went back and he spent another year preparing before he came to Liozhna. He spent another year to get ready to come to Liozhna. Whatever that means on his madrega. Each week, if a person is able to come to Shabbos and there's the smoke of the 6 days of the week being burned away, and then you come to Shabbos, that's unbelievable. That's called fixing the world. Not like they have. I think the conservative Jews have a publication called Tikkun, a magazine. I once saw it in the library many years ago. I don't know if it's still out. I don't know if it still exists. Yeah. I guess until the Tikkun, there'll still be that magazine. Right. What?
It's more like Reform, I think.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was conservative. Okay.
Circulation of
three. No, it probably has a lot more. It probably has a bigger circulation than the Chassidus and Mevoraris. So. Unfortunately, Lavdil. Huh?
The intellectual.
Yeah, another guy learned it was always in there. He was the one who was the editor. I call upon him. That's called tikkun. Because they became a very popular term used by the conservative and the reform. Tikkun ha'olam. They like that. It's not mechayev anything. It's not like Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, you understand. Tikkun ha'olam. And you see, Frum start to use that too. They start to use that term, tikkun ha'olam. Fixing the world. Nope. The world would be a lot better if the people who wrote those magazines would fix cars and ovens and stuff like that instead of fixing the world. They should better repair washing machines and refrigerators. That would be for sure, Givaldi. Tikkun ha'olam. Tikkun ha'olam. I mean, Tikkun ha'olam. L'sakin olam malch l'shin dalad yud. It means, shin dalad yud means sh'omel ha'olam odai. It means when a person is able, what the Tanya is, when a person is able to burn away the world and to set it up in smoke, and he's able to come and to see the pnimius of everything, the seicha shebechol davar, so that person then is able to lesaken the oil of a malchus shin dalad yud. That's the tikkun of the world. That's mesaken the world. That person can be mesaken the world. But not if you're completely caught up in the gashmis of the world also, and you're the biggest bal taiva. How are you supposed to fix the world if you yourself are the biggest taiva for the world? How are you supposed to fix it? Can't fix it like that. So there has to be that time. That's what he says. Oz the top of Samach Tes. Azay yaskil heitiv inyan amariris min ahebech eichu mahu. When you spend the time in the Shemen, which is Chachma, then you realize the more, the Merirus of what? The Merirus of living a life that is opposed to godliness. That's the opposite of God. The physical world doesn't have to be the opposite of God, but unfortunately that's how it's advertised. And that's how most of us are living it. In a way that's opposed to godliness. If it wouldn't be, we would make our brachas much, much more carefully. We'd make our brachas, we'd be much better without brachas. So, there has to be this burning away. And then v'acharkach, afterwards, yovel b'chinas levina. Then you come to that which is called levina. I don't think in English, I think that they call it frankincense. I'm not sure, but I just remember that it was a funny word, and it reminded me of a monster that we used to like. That's all I remember. I think it's, I don't know if that's the one that's called, I remember that one of them is called frankincense. I don't know if that's
it.
Yeah, that I sure remember that. Sure, that was one of the best ones, Zach. I remember that one. Yeah.
Nostalgia.
So, huh? What?
Nostalgia.
Oh, yeah. They stole that from us, too. That all comes from the garden. They took that from the garden.
Really?
Yeah. And it was all taken from the garden. I read an article on it once.
What?
The whole Indian that they took with the Frankenstein, he had the, what's the fellow? Shelley?
Shelley.
Shelley, right?
Mary.
Yeah, Perry. He Mary. What was his first name? It was Shelley.
Mary.
That was his last name. His name was Shelley.
Mary Shelley.
Oh, it was Mary. Shelley, but the name was Shelley.
Yeah, Mary Shelley.
Right, Shelley. So this was all gagandit from... Huh?
He's too young for
that. Yeah, well... Don't even. I knew that a long time ago. Eventually, I'll grow it. So he's going to forget it. He still knows it. He'll forget it. Yeah. So that's also gaganvit. V'chakech yovel b'chinas levina. Afterwards, you come to the madrega that's called levina. What's that? What's that levina? Only after the burning away, after the fire that burns away and makes the smoke that's burning away the prostate physical things, that comes to what? That's kesimreis oshon. That's the smoke. The next madrega, what after the kesimreis oshon, the smoke, is the ktyrus of those things in life that are not prostate physical things that are tivus, but other higher madregas of burning things away to create the vapor. After that comes to what? The Shemen Hamor. You begin to understand. Shemen means understanding. The Hamor means what? The Merirus, the bitterness of those things that are the opposite of God. Those things that are the opposite of Hashem Isbaruch. And finally, you can come to what Madrega? Levina. Levina is Bechinas Hasimcha Bechedves Hashem. Hasimcha Bechedves Hashem. That's the great joy. The great delight in Hashem is Baruch. Hasimcha b'chedves Hashem. Yismach Yisrael ba'oisav. When Klai Yisrael is able to rejoice in the one who created her, to be able to rejoice in Hashem is Baruch. V'zo inyan shisha chadashim b'psamim. Now you're ready for the 6 months in the b'samim, which means the delicious fragrances of the spice of the b'samim. First you have to go through the Shemen Hamor. You can't cut the Simchas Torah unless you go through Yom Kippur, right? If you try to get the Simchas Torah without Yom Kippur, it's very, very dangerous. First, it has to be Yom Kippur. What's Yom Kippur? Ah, Yom Kippur is gewalt. What did I do? What did I do? Meriris, Elul, Rashani, Yom Kippur, what did I do? Right? After going through the Meriris of feeling how far I am from Hashem Isbaruch, and doing tshuva, so then a person can come, what, to the Simcha of the Chedvas Hashem of Sukkot, Chedvas Hashem of Sukkot and of Simchas Torah, then there could be a Gevul. And even to come to Simchas Torah, you still have to stop and go through Hoshana Rabbah. Nochamal, Hoshana Rabbah, to come to Simchas Torah. To do tshuva on the tshuva, you still have to do. And Hoshana Rabbah, there has to be a Tzibroch and Kait and Hoshana Rabbah to be able to come to the highest Madrega of Shmini Atzeres, which we learned in the last time. You have to go through Hoshana Rabbah, which is again, you get a clap of Hoshana Rabbah, and with the Arabis, we get that clap of the Arabis of the Hoshana is to break the final klipa, to come to break and to go through the Merirus, to come to the highest Daraga, which is Shmini Atzeres, which is the Yichud HaElyon, which is the highest Yichud with Hashem. So this, a person can finally come to immersing in the fragrance, in the delicious B'Samen. That Simcha that you could feel. Everybody would like to be able to get to the Simcha. Everybody wants to get to the Simcha without going through the Merirus. He wants to skip Yom Kippur. Wouldn't it be nice? Imagine if it was announced that somehow it was announced that by, you know, like the Gedolei Hador, that they got a Kabbalah, that in Tovshin Samech Vav, there's no Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You go straight to Sukkot. Wow. Would you be upset? Who would be upset? There's no fast, there's no Yom Kippur, there's no, not only that, not even, don't you have to feel good, there's no Elul either. No, no Elul. No, Tashlich every day for the beer, because Tashlich you get to meet your girlfriend. And no, we don't take away Tashlich. Tashlich is nice. They like Tashlich. I'm talking about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Sorry for being so cynical. Yeah. I haven't been to a public Tashlich in over 30 years, Baruch Hashem. I don't go to Tashlich. I don't go to Tashlich. I go during a Seder Mitzvah with my family, but there's nobody else. That's where I go Tashlich. I don't go to the... You go by these tashlich and you pick up more of theirs and you throw away. So the announcement would go out. There's no Yom Kippur. There's no Yom Kippur. Ah, what's going to be? Just Labor Day. Sukkot, some historic gevaldik. So then everybody says, yeah, but maybe Hashem, maybe you could take away Hashem. I don't like Hashem. I'll be a little bit upsetting. It's a little Hashanah, you know, the morning Hashanah Rabbah. Can we just get straight to the dancing? You know, Hashanah Rabbah like stares everything. Hashanah Rabbah. I'm having a good time. We're having a wonderful week. We're with the family going on trips. Gevaldik, sitting in the sukkah, and then Hashanah Rabbah again with the Hashan, the Laman. Ah. Let's get straight to Simchas Torah. Be gevaldik, no? It couldn't be a Simchas Torah. It can't be a sukkahs. It can't be. That's why there can't be a Pesach without Tisha B'Av. That's why Tisha B'Av and Pesach come out the same day. Yeah, can't be. But that's what we learn out from. What are the words in the Pasuk in the Megillah? Hizbani, no Merayim. You filled me with bitterness. You know that we learn out. I just can't remember the words in the Pasuk right now. That how do we learn out that Pesach always comes out with Tisha B'Av same that year, the same day? His biani bamrayrim. You say she made it, you filled me with bitterness. What's the end of the pasuk? His biani bamrayrim. See, I'm soon going to be 50, Mitzvah.
If you forget,
his biani bamrayrim. Something wrong. I forgot the end of the pasuk. Anyway, forgot the end of the pasuk. So we learn out from that pasuk that I'm filled with bitterness, and from there a person can come to Pesach the Yetzias Mitzrayim. If there wouldn't be a Tisha B'Av, there wouldn't be a Pesach. You can't come without the 6 months Shishar Chadashim v'Shemen Hamar, the 6 months in the bitterness. Then without that you can't come to the 6 months Bab Besamim. The only way you can experience the Simcha, the joy of the Besamim, is going through the 6 months in Shemen Hamar. That, do you understand? That's the answer to the question. It's not a question of escaping. It's a question of properly...
A process.
And the process means that first you have to be disgusted and loathed and feel how this makes me far from God and I can't stand this stuff.
That's a Baal Teshuva. You want to really bend that down. You hate it, and now this makes sense.
And then finally you're able to go, and then you're able to go and to be Besamim, and to delight... And it, when it's used properly, lavadis Hashem, in a higher way, to serve the Baruch Shalom. Not that the world tells you what to do, but you tell the world what to do. That's the Shisha Chadashim of Psalm. That's the higher Madrega.
Is it the same thing as when I use that analogy? I mean, on a certain level, for a person who's a Baal Teshuva, who's been there, done that, and is disgusted with it, and chooses
sure.
this on their own... I don't know what it means for a from person. I don't know what their world is like.
It should mean the same thing. Our problem is that it doesn't.
But for me, I mean, it's like, you don't have to tell me it stinks. I already decided it stinks, and I'm not interested.
It's not a clear separation.
That's right.
Excuse me?
It's not as clear a separation.
Right. For the Bali Tshuva, for the what we call nowadays these Bali Tshuva, the difference is so clear, and the smoke is very thick.
Right.
But for the problem, it's much harder for the ones who are the so-called from birth, as much as I detest that term, but the ones who were raised in from families, it's much harder for us to be able to feel that, because we think, so we don't feel that contrast between what was and what is. We don't feel that contrast. It's much harder for the Baal Teshuva. A Baal Teshuva feels that, and he sees the smoke. He sees as the earlier part of his life go up like in smoke.
Correct.
But the ones who are from their whole lives, they don't feel that. They don't even see a little bit of Tyrus, and that's a problem. Because you can't come to the Madrega of... That's why the Baal Teshuva could have more of a Tanag and more of Hanoah and the Yiddishkeit very often. I don't mean always. I mean, obviously, it's not. But they're able to have... Everybody has to do Teshuva. That's why I always... how many times I've said in the Shul, the Maisa from the Beis Yisrael, it's very famous. And the Beis Yisrael, every every Friday night after davening, the Beis Yisrael, everybody would come to the Rebbe, to the Ger Rebbe, after davening in shul, and everybody would pass by and say, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Right? So there are a few meisim we have from the Beis Yisrael that are famous stories. So when it was somebody that he didn't know, when it was somebody new, so the Beis Yisrael would say, yes, who are you? Oh, so there was a young man that came by, and he went to Beis Yisrael, you know, thousands of people, and he came to Beis Yisrael, asked him his name, told him his name. He said, what do you do? What do you do? He says, I learn. He says, where? He says, I learn in Or Samech, but I'm not about Shuv. He didn't want to do everything, you know. He says, I'm not about Shuv. So the Beis Yisrael said, Lama lo? Why not? Why don't you become about Shuv? He went, I'm not about Shuv. I'm not about Shuv. So he says, for us, why not? You should become about Shuv. Shuv about Shuv. Yeah. There's another Maaseh that there was a yid that the Rebbe hadn't seen him in many years. He was somebody from America, and he didn't really wear a spadak, you know, a strimal. But he came to for Shabbos, so he borrowed somebody's spadak when he came. So he wanted to put on a spadak, a strimal. So he came in front of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was saying, "Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos." And he came to him, and he said, "A falchon purim." There are a lot of stories from the basis saw the, you know, gears.
Yeah, but the Gemara also, we learned yesterday that the Gemara said Rachok v'Karov in the Makom.
Yeah, B'Makom Shema Tshuva Amdim, you have to lama dal. This is the last sentence. Mikol Avkas Rochel, what does that mean? From the powder of the Avkas, what's the Avkas Rochel of this spice? Heim kol mini eslavus asher b'chol nefesh v'Yisrael kol chad lefum shiui dilei hu inyin b'samruki hanoshim shebechol elu hanor bo'al hamelch, is the highest level of delighting in Hashem, where finally the girl would be able to come before the king. That means finally when a yid can come to Hashem on the highest madrega. Well, okay, next week, Bez Hashem, we're going to go through the beginning, through the parish from Mizrach Adam and Amidbar. Shkai.